我们上次最拉尾的时候，我们看到帖撒罗尼迦教会他们开手接受主的时候是接受得非常的准确。
At the end of our last study, we saw how the Thessalonians, that they accepted the belief and the faith in the Lord very accurately. That they were willing to leave their idols and to come before God. And then to also serve a living and true God.
将他们的盼望是摆在主的回来。
And then even more critically, that they committed their future and they had their hope in the return of the Lord.
他们怎样能够在一信主的时候就被带到这个这样的地步呢？
How was it possible that they were able to come to this particular place even as they were just receiving the faith?
我们今天接上去看第二章的时候，我们就看到那个原因了。
And as we enter into the study of chapter 2, we come to more of a realization of the very reason for that.
等一下你留意在第一章的第九节。
Take notice, first of all, going back to chapter 1, verse 9.
那树已经被我们指出来，帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹他们信主的经过。
It already points out to us the process that the brethren at Thessalonica had undergone as they believed in the Lord.
因为第九节的书就说，在马其顿和阿该亚这两个省里面的弟兄们，他们见证帖撒罗尼迦教会在神的面前的建立和成长。
It tells us how the believers in Macedonia and Achaia had already been established based on the example that they had received from the brethren at Thessalonica.
在他们的见证里面是指出两个点。
And in their testimony, there were two specific points.
头一个点就是保罗他们是怎样去到帖撒罗尼迦。
Now the first point focuses on how Paul and his fellow workers came to Thessalonica.
第二个点就是讲到帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹，他们是怎样的接受主。
And the second point focuses on how the Thessalonians received the Lord.
所以第九节、第十节提出了这些事情呢，在第二章开首下去呢，他们就说明这件事是究竟怎样的了。
And since it's then almost like an introduction to this particular topic, as we see in verse 9 and 10, it then brings it into a fuller vision as we enter into chapter 2.
So, the second chapter starts with Paul and how he came to Thessalonica.
That's why chapter 2 tells us exactly how Paul came to Thessalonica.
所以第一节嗰处就话：弟兄们，你哋自己原晓得，我哋去进到你们那里，并不是徒然的。我们从前在腓立比被害受辱，这是你们知道的。然而还是靠着我们的神放开胆量，在大征战中把神的福音传给你们。
So it tells us, for you yourself know, brethren, that our coming to you was not in vain.But after we had already suffered and been mistreated in Philippi, as you know, we had the boldness in our God to speak to you the gospel of God amid much opposition.
弟兄们，你留意到保罗在这里讲翻他们去帖撒罗尼迦这个地方的那个经过。
So here, take note that Paul is recalling the experience upon the fellow workers as they came into Thessalonica.
我们记得保罗从亚西亚过到来欧洲这边呢，第一站就在腓立比。
You recall that as Paul in his missionary trip came forth from Asia into Europe, the very first place that he stopped at was Philippi.
如果弟兄姊妹你没有这个印象呢，你最低限度总有一件事你有印象的。
Now, if we do not have that picture in mind, at the very least, you should remember.
你会记得, 马其, 保罗在发梦里面的时候呢, 他见到个马其顿人来叫他, 来请他,
if you recall, just the image of Paul in his dream, seeing a vision of a Macedonian imploring for him to come forth, to come over to Macedonia, to come forth into Europe.
保罗在这个意象的里头，他就领会到神要他们去欧洲了。And
in that vision, Paul now was knew for sure that God intended for them to enter into Europe.
所以他们就离开了小亚细亚，就去到欧洲。So
then they entered into Europe.
一去到欧洲呢，他们第一站。 就喺馬其頓省嘅嗰個腓立比
，and so the very first place was that they landed or that they came forth to, into was in the land of Macedonia, the city of Philippi.
神有好賜福俾佢哋。And
God greatly blessed them.
喺嗰處福音係咁樣就傳開咗。And
the gospel went forth readily there.
但係好快，馬上佢就受到反對。But
very quickly, almost immediately. The opposition came.
弟兄姊妹記得佢同西拉兩個人，同巴拿巴兩個人就被困咗喺監裏邊。Do
you remember also how?
係同西拉。
Do you remember also how he was then imprisoned with Silas?
咁神有好奇妙嘅差遣使者帶佢哋出咗監。And
then miraculously, God was able to deliver them. Through an angel.
以至到呢，馬其頓當時嗰個看守監房嘅嗰個用而家嘅話嚟講就係話嗰啲監獄嘅警察呢，全家都信咗主。And
then if you remember that the jailer who watched over Paul and Silas, that not only he but his entire household came to believe in the Lord, believe in the word because of that experience.
但弟兄姊妹記得佢哋被捉入去監嘅裏頭，乃係因為腓立比當地嘅人，特別係當地嘅嗰班猶太人係非常非常劇烈嘅去反對佢哋。
But if you recall, the whole reason why they were imprisoned in the first place was because of the opposition of the Jews that were in Philippi, that it was so great in opposition to them. And the Jews took them to the officials, to the chief magistrate to complain. And because of their complaint, Paul and Silas was imprisoned.
當做重罪嘅監躉咁樣嚟對待喎。
But not just imprisoned, but they were deemed to be severely guilty.
因為佢哋困喺監裏頭嘅時候，唔係僅僅困喺嗰度。
Because not only were they imprisoned to be just there in prison.
而且仲用嘅腳閘嚟將佢哋閘住。
But they were bound by irons. They were bound by around their leg, shackled on their legs with irons.
那弟兄姊妹，好好似喺嗰处佢哋唔知犯咗几大嘅罪一样。
It's as if they were the gravest of criminals.
所以困入监都仲唔够，仲要将佢哋锁埋只脚。
Not only were they placed in prison, but while they were in prison, they were shackled with irons.
咁後來釋放佢哋嘅時候咧，就馬上將佢哋驅逐出境。And
so not only then, not only that, but after they were released, they were quickly driven out.
如果我哋淨係睇嗰件咁嘅事情。Now
we just take a look at that particular episode.
佢哋又唔係犯咩罪？You
realize they didn't really commit any grave wrongs.
又冇任何嘅證據話佢哋做壞事。
Nor were there any objective evidence that came forth against them.
打咗一身，又困咗入監。
They were beaten, physically, and then they were thrown in prison. And then the next day, they were driven out of prison. Now, this should have greatly damaged their psyche.
And
it also should have damaged their reputation.
But
this is the way that Paul and his workers left Philippi. After leaving Philippi, they arrived at Thessalonica. What do you think? After arriving at Thessalonica now, will they go forth with the word and tell the people the word? Will they continue to minister the word? If there was an individual who was not very clear as they experienced God, to experience such grave opposition, hostile opposition, you might think that they would start to think to themselves, I'm embarking upon this missionary trip, and I'm bearing such a heavy load. I'm paying such a heavy price. Is it worth it?
你唔好以为去衡量一下，我咁样去传福音值唔值得，系一件唔系咁大件嘅事。
Don't mistakenly think that it's no big deal to consider or to reconsider their position.
但如果你上深一层嘅时候，你就了解到。
Because if you think about this to the next level,
you realize
that when you scrutinize yourself in that particular way, or when you think to yourself in that particular way, there is actually something deeper behind it. There's a deeper question that lies behind. Which is this particular gospel or this particular word that I'm to evangelize. Do I really believe that it is true, or is there some doubt that I myself have about it? In other words, I might say, we're talking about this God. We're telling people to believe in this God, but is He real? Now, if this God was real, why will we encounter such difficulties? Each and every religious type of teaching or thought would bring us to this point where we start to doubt or question at the very least.
純粹從生活上面來講，就係話宗教都係教人做好事啫。
Anyone who has any type of religious upbringing or teaching would think, well, any religion, what it really does is just teaches one how to be good.
但如果帶有啲迷信成分嘅宗教呢？
But then for those who have now incorporated some superstitions into the religious teaching, they might go further and say, well, the only reason why I would believe in any God at all would be because I would want that God to be able to bless me in the things that I do. And so here I am, going forth for the sake of this God, to be able to tell the people about this God, and the reception that I get is I get beaten and imprisoned and cast in shame. Is it worth it? If he is real, then why would he even permit for us to encounter these difficulties? Because if he's not real, if he's not true enough, then should we continue to tell the people about him? Brothers and sisters, we have to understand that's what circumstances do to us. Circumstances will bring us to a point where we will oftentimes be in doubt. But thanks be to our God. As Paul and his fellow workers traveled from Philippi to Thessalonica, they were not disturbed by this type of doubt. In fact, this type of doubt never arose in their minds. So the question is, why wouldn't they doubt like that? It's because when they themselves receive God, they receive God very clearly and precisely and accurately. So since God was true to them, we might ask, well, why would God, being a true God, permit for this type of harsh treatment to come about His servants? But we thank our Lord. If we spend the time to review the book of Acts, you recall Paul at the time of his conversion. The Lord had told him already at that particular time that this was the path that was laid out for him to take, that he will encounter difficulties. And just as he, prior to his conversion to receiving the Lord, just as he made things difficult for those who were in the faith, those very things will happen to him after his conversion. If you remember, brothers and sisters, then on the very first missionary trip that he took, you remember that he went to a point where it was a dead end and he had to return. And so as he returned and he retraced his steps, he revisited each and every city that he had previously gone through. And do you remember how or his words of consolation was to those churches that were established? Very clearly, you should remember Paul's words. He says, for us to enter into the kingdom of God requires for us to encounter much difficulty, much hardship. And so here then, theoretically, this is the second time that Paul is undertaking a missionary trip as
Macedonia.
And so by now then, Paul and his workers would have experienced again and again the very faithfulness and then the truth of God to them. And yes, they suffered a great deal in Philippi. But as they enter Thessalonica, they maintained their stand and kept to the mission that was given to them from the Lord. And that's why he's able to tell the brethren at Thessalonica that you know, all of you know of our experiences in Philippi. Even when we arrived in Thessalonica, we encounter difficult circumstances even in your city. And the reception and the confrontation and the opposition was very fierce.
So Paul in this word, 他们在帖撒罗尼迦的时候是在一个大争战的里面。
So that's why Paul referred to it as amid much opposition.
大争战,
much opposition.
什么叫大争战?
What does that mean?
如果是普普通通的一些环境上面的不顺利,
Now, if it was just inconveniences or just things not going right,
那个保罗不会用到大争战这个词,
there's no way that Paul would describe it as being amid much opposition.
但是保罗还是说, 我们来到帖撒罗尼迦的时候, 我们是如同
But this is the very description that we see Paul telling them that as they, the workers, entered into Thessalonica, they were in the midst of much or great opposition. It's possible that as Paul refers to this like a battle, that this is pointedly talking about their circumstances and what was in their hearts. Because certainly, if we're looking at just at the circumstances, there were people that were opposed to them. But at the same time, we have to realize the internal strife, the internal opposition, or the uneasiness, or the burden, or the load within, much super, more than supersedes the external circumstances. And that's the very reason why we spent this past portion of time talking about Paul and what was going through their minds.
你曉得當時保羅他們所處的環境外面是有反對,
So yes, externally the circumstances were adverse and were difficult for Paul and his work and the co-workers.
裡頭是有一些掙扎,
But within there's also a conflict.
但感謝神,
But thanks be to God.
雖然這樣的情形發生在保羅他們身上,
Even though these events occurred upon Paul and his fellow workers,
但是保罗说,
but Paul says that if we entrust ourselves to God based on His strength, then we will continue forward with the gospel. And to tell, and we told you then of the gospel.
不单止是这样,
Not only that,
我们传福音给你们呢, 我们又不是为着我们自己会得到什么好处,
When we came forth to tell you of the gospel, it wasn't so that we would somehow benefit in one way or another. But it's because God sent us forth, and therefore we dare not say no to God. We dare not release this Bird, the spiritual burden that had taken hold of us in our hearts. Since God has called us in this way, since He has selected us that way and has entrusted to us this particular trust, so we have to be faithful to God. We cannot shortchange God.
底下你就看到,他就说,神是这样交托给我们,我们就照样说。
And so that's why he goes on to say, as God led, then we just spoke in that particular way.
咁样讲系好多人都唔中意。
Now it might be that that's displeasing to many people's ears.
佢话但系我哋唔系因为要人哋中意，所以我哋讲人哋中意嘅嘢。
But we didn't speak in order to please man, to speak the things that were nice in people's ears.
我哋所留意嘅乃系我哋所做嘅系咪神嘅喜悦。
But what we were looking at was whether the matters that we were to doing was pleasing to God.
如果我哋唔计较神嘅喜悦，只一味系去讨人欢喜。
If we had dismissed God altogether and all we wanted to do was make sure that we were found pleasing to man, then we're just we are filled with lies. It's just false.
但保罗说,
it would have been all in vain, but we dare not take that stand. Because all we knew for sure, the only thing that we could do was to try to please God. Not only just to please Him externally. But more critically was when God came forth to examine our hearts and our intent, that under that examination, that we were found to be true and we were found to be faithful.
弟兄姊妹你曉得,
brothers and sisters, you should know
聖經裡面都講人是很詭詐,
that man, the Bible describes man as being wicked.
有時為了一些事情呢, 你可以外面裝造得非常非常的好,
that is very possible for an individual to put up a facade for the sake of achieving a particular goal. Externally, he might put on a show.
但你心里面呢,
and it might be totally different from what is within that man's heart. But here, Paul is very, very clear. He says that so we spoke not as pleasing man, but God who examines our hearts.
弟兄姊妹，我有时读到呢啲咁嘅话语嘅时候，
brothers and sisters, oftentimes when I come upon this type of passage,
我总系俾神嘅光系照明从前喺神面前嘅嗰种嘅愚昧同埋无知。
It brings me, or it provides me flashbacks into a time when I was so foolish and so ignorant.
因为神自己的怜悯及时的光照挽回，以致到唔喺人嘅愚昧嘅里边沉落去。
And at the same time, God's light also showed me His grace to allow me to be able to return to God, and that He did not permit me to just wallow in my ignorance and in my foolishness. I think there are very few brothers and sisters here who knows about my past. On the one hand, I think it's because the disparity in our ages is very great.
而一般来说,
on the other hand, I know that I myself very seldom bring up my past.
不过有些弟兄姊妹知道,
but there are some brothers and sisters who know this, but when I was younger, I was quite an athlete.
在田径那方面呢,
track and field.
在田径那方面呢,是有相当好的成绩的,在那个时候。
And I, for the time, or at, for that particular age and time and space, I excelled in track and field.
另外呢,我打排球呢,也是,那时候不是打现在的六人排球,是打九个人的排球。
And at that time, I also excelled in volleyball. Now, at that time also, we didn't have six-man teams like we do now that we see quite often in volleyball. We played nine men to a team.
咁喺嗰个时候咧，我哋嗰队嘅排球队咧系广东省嘅冠军队嚟。
Now at that particular time, I was in the championship team for the province of Guangdong.
咁而我喺个队里边嘅时候咧，系几个好主要嘅队员之一。
And I was one of the more pivotal players on the team.
咁啱，嗰时啱啱解放咗两三年左右咯，大约。
Now the timing was such that that was about 2 or 3 years after the Cultural Revolution.
嗰个时候咧，就嗰啲共产党嘅统治嘅国家啦，嗰阵时好多好多个嘅。
Now there were many communist countries.
當然係嗰個時候係以蘇聯做為首啊。
At that time, the Soviet Union, of course, was the leader of the pack.
然後就成個東歐嘅嗰啲國際好多個啦，喺度波蘭啊、南斯拉夫啊、保加利亞呢類嗰啲。
And then, of course, then there were many other countries in Eastern Europe, who then, of course, was also communist in their politics.
咁嗰個時候咧，佢哋就有一啲嘅，每年都有一啲安排。
And every year there was always some sort of competition.
我唔記得好準確啦，嗰陣時叫世界青年聯歡節啊，嗰個叫做好似係一個 festival for the youth all over the world.
And so I've forgotten exactly what it was called, but it was pretty much like a festival, a sports festival for the youth of the world.
咁裏邊有好多內容嘅。
Now, of course, there were many different competitions within that festival.
喺文藝嗰方面咧，有戲劇啊，有音樂啊，就音樂又包括歌唱啊，各種嘅戲樂啊。
It wasn't just a sports festival. In terms of culture, there were also music and dancing and other types of cultural relevant type of competition as well.
咁又有運動嗰方面嘅啦，體育嗰方面。
But of course, there was athletics included.
咁就每個國家都派代表出到去咧，去比賽。
And so every country then sent forth their representatives in order to compete in these particular events.
咁嗰個時候，中國又要選派代表隊。
And China was embarking on sending their own team as well.
咁當時咧，如果以排球嚟講咧，喺中國嚟講咧，一直都係廣東人嘅世界。
Now, in the world of volleyball, throughout China, the medal or the champion always came from our province, which is Guangdong.
尤其是台山縣。
Especially from Toisan, which is another more like a village or a county of a province.
不過當時台山打波嗰班咧，個個都係唔係叫做青年。
But at that time, the competitors from that particular county of the province were not what you would call youth.
因為佢哋當時要選拔嗰啲青年咧，淨係仲喺學校裏邊嗰啲嘅。
Because one of the criteria for entering that particular festival was that it needed to be youth, so that meant that those who were still in school.
咁所以喺選拔嘅時候咧，台山嗰班人就冇資格。
And because of that, when the selection committee or when the selections came, the people in this particular county could not qualify.
咁喺咁嘅情底下嚟講咧，我哋嗰個球隊咧，當然個希望就好高。
Because of that, then our own team at that particular time, then of course would have been one of the favorites to be able to go.
咁嗰個時候咧，我又好想。俾佢哋選中喎。
And I really, really wanted to be selected.
如果你單純從技術上面嚟講咧，有條件嘅。
So, well, from a skill standpoint, of course, I qualify.
但係我心思裏邊有一個難處。
But still, there was some difficulty in my heart. And why was I feeling any problems? I knew that if I were to go forth and compete in that type of festival, what would I tell, or what would I be able to say to the brethren in the Lord as far as my motivation? Because whenever someone hears about someone contemplating whether to enter this type of competition, the very first thought that comes to people's mind is that, oh, that individual, he's striving for the world. He loves the world too much. Now, did I entertain that type of thought? I can't say that I didn't. But all I knew was I was so interested. That was where my heart lied. But how could I possibly spin it such that the brethren at that time would understand and consider my going to be an appropriate thing to do? Ultimately, then I had a thought. I came up with something that was going to be found acceptable, and no one would be able to raise an opposition to it. And when I told this older brother in the Lord who was, you know, watched over us, the younger ones, who was always leading us, the younger ones, even he said, oh, that's a good reason. That's a very good reason. So what do you think? What was the reason that I posed? Don't forget that was a couple of years after the Cultural Revolution. The impression that was in people's mind when it came to the place of communism with the place of the Lord was somewhat sketchy and ambiguous. We knew that they were atheists and that they were in opposition to God. But at that particular time, no one quite knew what type of how they would treat the church, how they would deal with the brethren. And so at that time I said, because that particular festival was going to be held in Moscow. And so I told the brethren, I'm going to go and compete. And if I'm selected, I can then go to the Soviet Union. I would then be able to be in the proper place to examine the place of the church within the Soviet Union. So it would be an opportune time to be able to go and inspect and understand where the church, the place of the church in the Soviet Union. Now, no one raised a voice of opposition to that at all. There are two particular brethren that perhaps Esther knows. They're now worshiping in Haywood, but they used to be with us here in San Francisco. But they were there, and even they were deceived by me. They said, oh, yeah, that's a good idea, yeah.
但对我来讲，是不是真的咁真系咁诚恳嘅，要去观察一下苏联嘅教会呢
？But was that what was foremost on my mind? That wow, that would be an opportune time to go and understand the place of the church in the Soviet Union?
当然就唔系啦。
Of course not.
我嗰个目的就系话，我要去参加嗰个青年节。
My real purpose was that I want to go and compete in the festival.
丁姐妹，你了解啦。
Brothers and sisters, you understand, right?
人嘅心思喺神嘅面前系可以讲好鬼诈，好鬼诈。
A man's heart is is very devious before God. It's wicked.
但感谢神，嗰只神冇俾我，冇俾我有咁嘅机会。
But thanks be to God, God did not permit for me to have the opportunity to go.
原因是哪處呢?
And what is the reason for that?
你技術是好的,不過你思想不夠,不夠紅的就是。
The reason was that, well, you're skilled, but you're not skilled enough.
Not skilled enough. Your thinking is not so rad.
Huh? Not politically correct?
Yeah.
Oh. Your skill is okay. You have the skill, but you don't qualify in terms of being conforming to the communist type of thinking.
那等之后你了解，如果嗰神嗰次俾我咁样去呢，好可能我就喺嗰次咁样去完之后，我就离开主。
Now it's very possible, thinking back, if I was permitted that opportunity to go and compete there, it's very possible that that could have been the very first step of my downfall to walk away from the Lord.
但是主保守了，保守住。
But God, the Lord protected.
但俾我学到一个好清楚。
Preserved me.
好清楚嘅功课。
And in the process, taught me a very valuable lesson.
系咩呢？
What is that?
人好鬼诈。
That man really is very wicked.
如果你单纯从外边去认识人嘅话
，If you only come to know people from the external，
你唔太容易真正去认识一个人。
You will never really be able to understand that individual.
但感谢主。
But thanks be to the Lord.
如今喺保罗喺呢处提到。
In Paul's words, he reminds us,
我唔理会到人点样睇我嘅。
That I didn't care what other people thought.
我所留意嘅系神点样睇我。
My only concern was how God viewed me.
所以如果人都赞成我嘅话，而神话嗰件事情唔太妥当呢？
So even though everyone was in agreement with a particular matter, if God was displeased by it.
咁样我仲系行紧嘅一条错误嘅路。
Then if I take that route or do that, take on that task, then I am walking on the wrong path.
所以保罗就话：我好着重嘅就系话，我唔系要人哋欢喜我。
So it's very critical to Paul. He didn't want to please man.
我系要神喜欢我。
He wanted to please God.
正因为系咁样。
And because of that,
儘管過往是經過很多的艱難,
even though in the past it was filled with difficulties and hardship,
如今來到帖撒羅尼加,
as I enter now into Thessalonica,
而帖撒羅尼加這個地方又不是那麼友好,
and again the circumstances are adverse,
我仍然都是要傳講主的,
I'm still going to go forth.To tell of the word of the Lord.
我就喺咁样嘅心情嘅底下嚟将福音传俾你哋。
And so that was my mindset as I evangelized to all of you.
我咁样将福音传俾你哋，对我嚟讲一啲好处都冇。
Now, going forth in that particular way, it didn't benefit me at all to be standing for standing there telling you about the gospel. Because I never gained anything, and I didn't receive any benefits from it.
同时呢，我又要去接受各种各样的艰难。
Not only did I not receive anything beneficial, I had to suffer the difficulty that came with it.
但这个不是我了解,
but still, I was not concerned about any of that. What was I concerned with? I was just concerned that there would be a source for the very things that God desired for people to have to understand.
保罗在这说话,
and he goes on to say, even if I had to give up my life, that was inconsequential to me.
弟兄姐妹啊, 保罗这个这样的情形呢, 贴上来现在的弟兄姐妹是看到的,
brothers and sisters, the brethren at Thessalonica could see that, and they knew that that was true of Paul.
他们是领会到的,
they understood.
最低限度他们会这样想,
at the very least, they would have thought to themselves,
保罗他们传这个这样的道, 对自己一点好处都没有, 还有生命的危险,
they can just see Paul and the fellow workers as they go forth in the, to complete their mission. They didn't gain anything, and in fact, they were endangering their own lives. Now, why would they do that? It must mean that what they're saying, what they're teaching us, is true. If it was not true, no one would be so stupid to go ahead and go do that.
No,
brothers and sisters, we know man's nature. Each person wants to seek tranquility, peace. Everyone wants to run away from trouble, right? But here it is, this group of people. They could have taken a much easier way, a path of peace, but they didn't choose to. Instead, specifically, they took a path of danger. Now, what was their motive? There is only one realistic reason why that would cause them to do that. And that would be that whatever it is that they're talking about, it is the absolute truth. Only if it fulfilled that criterion would they commit themselves so wholeheartedly into it. Brothers and sisters, this is a vital point for us to understand. Because the greater portion of the first, a great majority of the first portion of chapter 2, it is Paul's recollection of the attitude that Paul and his workers held as they went forth for the Lord. Now, if we concisely summarize this, we could say, God's testimony is not by words alone. God's testimony needs to be lived out. If it's all just talk and no action, this testimony would hold no spiritual power.
但是保罗他们这帮弟兄们在他们传道的过程里面,
but Paul and his fellow workers, in terms of their evangelism,
他们不单只在说神自己的话,
not only did they tell of God and his things,
他们实实在在在那里活在神的话的里面,
they concretely lived out God and his things.
因为神的话怎么说?
However the Lord's words were to be spoken, they followed it up by living it that way. So we praise and thank our God. And so this was the heart attitude that Paul held.
They
that they put forth themselves in a very clear way for the people of Thessalonica.
神的见证所显明的是真实又宝贵的。
And so the testimony of God was concretely displayed and it was treasured.
是值得我们整个人摆上去的。
And indeed, He is worthy for us to commit our entire heart, entire life.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
保罗他们在那个树上和帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹去温习当日他们去到帖撒罗尼迦的时候他们是怎样服侍他们。
So again, as Paul reviewed this particular history with the brethren at Thessalonica of how Paul entered into their midst.
但另一方面呢?
But on the other hand,
帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹是怎样反应呢?
What was the response of the brethren at Thessalonica? Now, this is really a very important flip side as well. Because this, their response then constitute the latter portion of this, this chapter.
但是你晓得,人堕落了之后,天然那个倾向呢?
After the fall of man, the inclination of man's character would be to have disinterest with, in God.
他们对神以外的事情是非常容易受吸引。
It would be very natural for man to be captured and captivated by anything else outside of God.
但是对神的事情呢,就非常非常的顶撞。
But they would be totally in opposition to God and His things. And this is the inclination of man's nature now. So when we read through the Gospels, we can see even as the Lord Himself personified and exhibited God's mercy and power and authority.
跟随主的人多不多?
Were there many people who followed the Lord as a result?
接受主的人多不多?
Were there many people who accepted the Lord as a result?
不多啊。
No. There were not the majority.
五饼二鱼的时候有五千人。
There were not the majority. When we talked about the five loaves and the two fish, how many people accepted the Lord there?
但真正跟随主的有多少呢?
How many people really followed the Lord?
如果你读约翰福音第六章,
when we read Gospel of John chapter 6,
你看到五饼二鱼之后,
you saw how after the miracle of the five breads and two fish,
仅仅剩下12个门徒是跟主的。
Ultimately, after everything calmed down, there were just the 12 disciples who followed the Lord.
有饼食的时候,
there were several thousand people when there was food to eat.
但当主一提及到生命的事情的时候, 人家就说,
but when the Lord followed up with the words about life, then the response was, we don't know what He's talking about. And ultimately, everyone left except for the 12 disciples. Don't forget, even amongst the 12 disciples, it included Judas, who was eventually going to betray the Lord. So we can see, visualize before us the inclination of man's character. So you might ask, well, why didn't Judas leave at that time?
Brothers
and sisters, what do you say? Why do you think Judas didn't leave at that time?
自动知不知道?
At that time, Judas was the treasurer of the disciples.
他是管钱的。
He watched over the treasury, the money.
圣经里面就讲到了，他时时呢就将将人哋俾主嗰啲钱呢，就偷偷地攞咗啲嚟摆喺自己嘅袋嗰度。
And the Bible tells us that he embezzled from the coffin.
所以他跟随主，他对他来讲是有利益的。
So it was beneficial for him to follow after the Lord.
他那个利益比吃个饼更大。
Because for him, the benefits far outweigh just being fed.
所以你打他都不走。
So even if you beat him, he wasn't going to leave.
所以到拉美的时候，三十两银，他都可以将主卖了。
So that's why he was able to sell the Lord, betray him with for 30 pieces of silver. So you see the inclination of man's nature is to be in opposition to God. But we thank God. And for the people at Thessalonica, of course, initially they didn't know God. But when Paul and his fellow workers evangelized the word, when Paul and his fellow workers lived out the word, and the Holy Spirit started to have a place to work in the people's heart, the Holy Spirit was able to capture the interest of the people. And they started to have a heart to pursue the Lord. And ultimately, they believed upon the Lord. And so this was the process by which the people at Thessalonica came to be the brethren at Thessalonica. But really, the issue is not that they ultimately came to the Lord. But that after they accepted the Lord, they became the very object of people's opposition. Because they chose to believe in the Lord, they subsequently then fell under the opposition forces. But when they did suffer severe opposition, they never let go of the Lord. They were still willing to stand on the Lord's side. So you might ask, well, what would cause them to be able to stand firm that way? Now, this is something that we need to pay attention to.
有保罗他们这样的传道人在中间，固然是将他们带去神的面前。
Yes, there was Paul and the servants of God that was there, and what they did was they brought the people before the Lord. But if their heart, the heart of the people, were not accurate and appropriate before the Lord, they would have been more than willing to let go and forsake the Lord whenever they encounter any difficulty. Once they encounter opposition, it was very easy for them to just turn and run.
And that
would be the natural response, and we can all agree to that. But the brethren at Thessalonica did not do that. Why? You might say, well, that's God's grace. Yeah, sure, God's grace was there, of course. But God's grace falls upon those who are appropriate before God. God's grace was given to every individual in this whole earth. But did each and every person upon this earth did each and every individual become redeemed? No, of course not. Then you might say, well, why? Didn't God give His Son for everyone in this earth? Didn't God prepare a salvation way for every person in this world? Why doesn't everyone then get to be the recipient of that? Now, brothers and sisters, we know this. God wants to grant grace. And that's what God has prepared. And that's God's mercy. But But if man does not accept it, if he is unwilling to work together with God,
神所预备的,他就得不到了,
then they cannot have any part of what God has already prepared. And so that's why we say that God's grace is abundant. But it is only for those who are appropriate before the Lord that who would be able to experience that abundance. So when we see the brethren at Thessalonica, now, where should we go here? We can come to verse 13.
他说,为此我们也不住地感谢神,因你们听见我们所传神的道,就领受了,不以为是人的道,乃以为是神的道,这道实在是神的。And
for this reason, we also constantly thank God that when you receive from us the word of God's message, you accepted it not as word of men, but for what it really is, the word of God, which also performs its work in you who believe.
是,
Yes, brothers.
这个就是帖撒罗尼迦弟兄姊妹,他们在神的面前,蒙恩的那个悲脱。
And this is the secret to why the brethren at Thessalonica was able to receive the grace of God so well. When Paul brought forth the very words of God to them, they did not consider it to be man's logic that was spoken. Accurately knew, they were assured that that was the word of God. And so when they were assured that this was the word of God, that means that at the same time, they also were assured that this God was a true and living God. And this true and living God was speaking to us today. And so, so we need to accept His words, and we need to believe upon them.
Oh,
brothers and sisters, we give thanks to the Lord. And this is the secret to why the brethren at Thessalonica are so blessed of, well, with God's grace. I'm sure that during that period of time when Paul was speaking to the Thessalonians, the people in the audience did not just comprise of those individuals who ultimately became the church at Thessalonica. But while there were many others who would have heard the words, those are the very same people who did not reserve those words in their heart. They might have thought of it as just storytelling. Maybe they thought, well, those are just some man's logic that's just fell. So they heard it, and then all of a sudden, afterwards it was gone. But the brethren at Thessalonica, they heard it. But they also felt it in their hearts. And so, without reservation, they accepted the word of God. And then they followed. And so they were saved. But not were they just merely saved. But they were able then to withstand amidst the persecution, amidst the difficulty, and amidst the trials. We praise and thank our Lord. When we see the church at Thessalonica and now understand that beginning portion of time when they were there established in the Word, then we then we realize exactly the reason why the church at Thessalonica was so blessed. That they were able to turn from the idols and turn to God from the very beginning. How they were able to serve this God. And then to await for God's Son to arrive from the heavens. It's because they started so accurately, so properly. Now, the Lord leaves for us this, these very words. So it's our hope and our desire that the Lord will likewise bring us to that place. Perhaps there are some who are seated here who have accepted the Lord for a long, long time. But if we are not brought into the enlightenment of the Thessalonians as they first accepted the Word of God, then we would lose out on a great deal of the blessings of the heavens. Because it doesn't matter how long you have come to know the Lord. We need to return to the Lord. And to inspect ourselves. Have we really turned from idols and turned to God? Is there an urging within your heart that you desire to serve our Lord?
And
then to be able to succinctly and accurately say, all of our hope in all that we do lies in the fact of the Lord's eventual return. That is where our future lies. Our future lies in the return of God's beloved Son. Let's pray. Lord, may you grant us the favor of being enlightened with the grace that the church at Thessalonica was enlightened with at the time that they received your words. So that each and every person of God might be turned to you appropriately and accurately. Lord, we did not come before you because of an individual. But your very words were the light that shone upon us to allow us to come before you. So Lord, may it not just be what had happened at the very beginning that we were enlightened with your light. But that throughout our lives as we grow, that it is your light that shines upon us, that allows us and leads us as we mature. So that our joy is linked and united with your joy. We thank you because you indeed are our Lord. And we have no good besides thee. We praise you, Lord. Listen to our prayers. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.